tie in through the generations of those who have gone before us, who fought and died so men and women could be free. Lord Jesus, we come to you as a people representing our country this morning. Come to you and asking you, God, won't you have mercy on our land? Won't you heal our land? Father, you're the God who can supersede political gamesmanship, and you can get to truth. And Lord, there's not a man or woman righteous enough to solve every problem in our land by themselves. Lord, we need your wisdom. But above all, we, your people, turn from our own wicked ways. We humble ourselves, and we seek your face today. We love you, Lord, and we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated if you would, please. Call to Fall is something we deeply believe in. It's an event that's been set aside, as I indicated, for at least the last 9 years, but it's been happening throughout the generations, where people have gathered themselves together to come to their knees and cry out to God for our nation. You've seen and heard the tapes and testimonies of previous presidents. Franklin Delano Roosevelt especially comes to mind, praying for our nation over the fireside prayers. Abraham Lincoln's wonderful and incredible prayers as he sought God to heal our land from the horrific divide of the Civil War. We have had ups and downs in our country. We've had times where we have seen great, great revivals. Maybe you're like me this morning, believing God for a fresh one. I said, maybe you're like me this morning, believing God for a fresh one. Amen. That is our prayer. That is the cry of our hearts this morning. I'm going to share a few thoughts, and then we're going to go into prayer. And then we're going to have a few more minutes in the Word of God together. But this is of imperative, an imperative this morning that we do this. 243 years ago, America was birthed, and it is a reason to celebrate indeed. But all thinking people, as you are here this morning, can see our nation is in desperate need for a revival. We have strayed far from the Judeo-Christian heritage that we were given from the Bible, from our forefathers, those who have gone on before us, those who began our country and initiated our country, who brought their families to this land as a new Jerusalem, who got along, by the way, if you study history without it being revisionist in perspective, who got along with the Native Americans and had a wonderful treaty with them in some of those early colonies. Now, I can stand before you with as much integrity as you can look at me, and we can honestly declare and understand that there are many people who mistreated Native peoples, mistreated others. The racism that's been in our country is a horrific shame from which repentance has taken place and continues to need to take place. But only God can heal the human heart. I said, only God can heal the human heart. Only Jesus can redeem us from the wicked sins that we've created. And the Bible functions as a plumb line, if you recall, to show us, according to the book of Hosea, our sins before God. How many know what a plumb line is? What's a plumb line? What is it?
Vertical level.
A vertical level. What do you do with it, Michael? You determine if it's really vertical, right? You let that string hang down with that weight and you see whether the wall's been built according to right standards. And if we hold a vertical plumb line, a vertical line up to our nation in comparison to what the Word of God says, I think we'd find a crumbling wall or a pretty badly leaning one. I am not down. I am not Chicken Little crying out, the sky is falling. But I am here as your pastor to say we have to not put our head in the sand and face reality. The reality is the United States of America needs God's grace to shine again on her. The scriptures say in 2 Corinthians 3:17, I've quoted it, now the Spirit, the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. 243 years ago, July 4, 1776, and we've talked about it. You can find online the history lessons that we've gone over about how that all came about. But on July 4th, 1776, this declaration was made. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, including women, of course, are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the prerequisite is right relationship with God and with the Word of God. The foundational directive, we listen to the Scriptures and see what He instructs us to do in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, I exhort first of all that all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved. How many?
All.
And to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, the only one who took your sins and mine upon himself on the cross of Calvary, who died, who was buried, who rose again. His name is Jesus. He gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. In 2 Chronicles 7, 14 and 15, reading specifically from the New American Standard Bible. And my people who were called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. It behooves us, as men and women who believe in the Lord and His healing power and His gracious might, humble ourselves and seek His face. James Warren wrote Samuel Adams these words, 3 millions of people on their knees at once, supplicating the aid of heaven, is a striking circumstance and a very singular one in America. May the blessings of heaven follow in answer to our prayers. How do we do call to fall? We come together before God in humility and brokenness and repentance. You can say, Pastor Kev, we're saved by grace. Is this a work? This is a work of cooperation with God. For you see, all the way through the old and through the new, there's an acknowledgement that man needs to surrender to our Heavenly Father. And when we sin, we need to respond to Him. He's already the forgiver. He's the gracious God who's proclaimed righteousness and forgiveness. How many in this room are forgiven by Jesus? I think there's enough room in our heart to be even more grateful, isn't there, for all that is done. But the Bible says in James 4, verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. So what I'm going to ask you to do right now is find a place, if you will, keep facing forward, because we'll do a responsive reading together, probably take 10 minutes together. As we seek the face of the Lord, if you can kneel, kneel. If your knees will no longer allow you to do so, stay seated in that kneeling attitude before the Lord. But what we'll do is a congregational prayer. You'll see a directive for me. I will lead in prayer, and then it'll say congregation, or it'll say all, and we'll all respond to the Lord. Join me as we join in with thousands and hundreds of churches across America as we do this now together. Heavenly Father, we know You are good. Your steadfast love endures forever, and Your faithfulness to all generations. Go ahead, church. We come to You.
Our Creator, our God, our Lord.
Today we unite with Christians across America from many denominations and backgrounds, falling to our knees before You. We choose to come down, and we choose to humble ourselves, not only today, but every day.
Hear our prayers, forgive our sins, and heal our land.
We've become a proud and arrogant people and nation. You have blessed us, but we take Your blessings for granted.
We have forgotten You, and ignored your word. Forgive us, Lord.
We've forsaken you, the spring of living water. We've chosen to love the world and the things of the world.
As your people, we cry out to you. Please forgive us, Lord.
You call us to be a light, to live holy lives, to walk in Christian love and carry you and your gospel to the nations.
We've been afraid to share your word and love with our neighbors. We've been complacent. We've not reached out to share you of others who need you. Forgive us, Lord.
You command us to bring up our children in your way, but we haven't. And our youth are leaving the faith. Jesus, too often we have been complacent and apathetic, lazy, disobedient, and unfaithful to your call.
You commanded us to be salt to our families, our culture, to preserve truth and all that is godly and pure. But we haven't been. Forgive us, Lord.
Instead of changing the world has changed us. We failed to be the salt of the earth, to lift you up to be the light of the world.
Forgive us, Lord, we pray.
Our forefathers, with love and devotion to their children and to future generations, sacrificed their lives for us, yet we've become the me generation. Our goal has become self-fulfillment instead of surrender to your plans.
We elect the leaders to give us benefits. We have lost sight of living for you, our family, and helping our fellow countrymen to know your love.
Forgive us, Lord. Now our nation's under judgment. Natural disasters, war, some nations hate us. International terrorists have penetrated our borders. You've told us in your word that when we're right with you, you make even our enemies to be at peace with us.
Jesus, we ask you to be a part of our lives, our families, and our nation.
We see the humanitarian crisis at the border, the lack of leadership in our nation to solve the problem. People are being hurt. First responders are being overrun and overwhelmed. Children are suffering.
Help us, Lord, we pray.
We know you care for the immigrants. God, give us your heart and understanding. We stand against deceivers, but pray for the hurting.
Help us, Lord. Grant us wisdom and turn this confusion into revival. Jesus, we admit our sin and wrong in our nation. Please heal our land.
Our jails and prisons are filled to overflowing. Our first responders are cursed at and denigrated. Some misuse their authority. As a country, we still find racism.
Help us, Lord, forgive us, and help us live in your truth and love. Put your heart within us, and heal our land, Lord Jesus.
For too long, we've allowed the church to be known for what we're against, rather than what you are for. Forgive us, Lord. Abortion, sexual immorality have become protected rights. Evil and perversions are called good, and good is called evil. We take pride in that which grieves you. We've allowed man to define marriage and genders instead of you. For the lust, the division, the confusion of our young.
Lord, we cry out to you today. Hear our cry. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways.
Lord, heal our land. Forgive us our sins and cleanse us. Revive your churches and our nation, we pray. Set our pulpits, our pastors, our congregations on fire, Lord, with righteousness. We repent from compromise. We dedicate ourselves to you, Jesus, to cooperate with you, to send your word to every part of our community and nation.
Make your people salt and light again. Raise up godly leaders in church and state, and grant that we might lead quiet and peaceful lives in godliness and honesty.
we return wholly to you. Return, Lord, to us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now, by faith, we receive your mercy, your forgiveness, your help. Lord, together, we believe you for new beginnings in America. We believe you for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. And thank you for hearing our prayers. Amen and amen. Let's quote together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we come as a congregation this morning. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. As we go from this place today, our hearts are to carry forth and be beacons of light for you and carry forth your love and presence. Bless each one now who has prayed from the depths of their hearts, as we all have this morning, in Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.